These, for presenting themselves, divided into two main slates plus three other minor lists. The right, on the other hand, is presented with a united list of candidates. Given the electoral system that is applied in Chile, which is proportional but favors the large blocs, the clumsiness of the progressive sectors not being able to forge a single list, in fact, will give the right not the third that it traditionally obtains in all elections, but given the mathematical distortions that all electoral systems contain, in the end, it could give the right even greater representation than its real electoral strength. Who has been responsible for this strategic failure? From the beginning, it should be pointed out that mainly the leaders of the main opposition parties, the Christian Democrats, the Socialists, the Frente Amplio, and others, who did not understand that the citizens wanted the writers of the new constitution to be really people from the grassroots organizations, from those involved in the day-to-day life of the community, whether in the neighborhoods of the big cities, or in the peasant communities, or in the civil society organizations. It was not intended that the members of the convention be appointed by the political parties, but that they emerge from the very grassroots of the people. In the end, prejudice prevailed. For example, a certain anti-communism prevented understanding with the Communist Party. Not enough facilities were given for independent candidates to run either. In short, the deadline for registering candidates for the Constituent Convention in Chile has been a palpable illustration of how the mixture of partisan ambitions, of sectarianism, and shortened views have made a bad move on the popular aspirations that the majority of Chileans had set for themselves since the social uprising. The question now is what the answer will be if in April those aspirations for a new constitution are frustrated. It may well be that the social explosion will be reignited, and with such force that it will be difficult to predict its results. Good day.
Aun cuando lo hago bien, todo me sale mal. Volamos fuera de la ley, obviando el riesgo que pasamos desde que te hablé. Trátame con piedad, quiero levantar mis pies, dejarme bajo el mar.
de volver. Dime por qué yo viviré, arrastrarme en un mundo sin ti, sin esperanza ni fe. Y si tú no has de volver para inventar el amor, el pintor lleva bajo el pincel los colores que se van y que no volverán. Y si tú no has de volver, dime por qué yo viviré días tristes de gran soledad y no amaré jamás. Si tú no has de volver, sería un mareo más en el mundo que viene y que va. Pobre mi vida será si no estás aquí.
Thank you. hasta sentir deseos de morir. Hasta llegar sin voz a maldecir. Con lentitud, con imaginación, yo te amaré sin más explicación. Hasta serán mis ojos al caer, hasta pintar infiernos en tu piel, hasta saber que es imposible más y no poner ganas de buscar. Yo te amaré, yo te amaré como jamás se conoció. Yo te amaré con infinita desesperación. Yo te amaré. Yo te amaré con la dulzura de la comprensión. Yo te amaré. Yo te amaré.
Y en el fichero latino del día de hoy, 17 de enero del 2021, tenemos entre los eventos manifestación en favor de la libertad de refugio de trabajadores esenciales. Esto es el viernes 29 de enero al mediodía frente a la compañía Olimel en el 7800 de la calle Gallanache en Anjou.
Y el tiempo para hoy. Según Environment Canada, la Oficina Meteorológica Nacional de Canadá, periodos de nieve con una temperatura máxima de 1 grado. Para esta noche, periodos de nubosidad con una mínima de menos 7 grados.
Y recuerde que si usted o su organismo comunitario tienen alguna información que deseen difundir en el fichero latino, solo tienen que comunicarse con nosotros a Latin Time a nuestra dirección electrónica, que es laplaza.info@gmail.com.
O también puede enviarnos un mensaje en Facebook. Vaya a www.facebook.com/tiempolatino.latintime y de paso denos un like. Nuestra página Facebook también se actualiza ahora diariamente con noticias y reportajes sobre lo que ocurre en América Latina y el mundo. Síganos en Facebook.
Y Tiempo Latino es escuchado en América Latina y en todo el mundo a través del Internet. Entre al sitio de CKUT en la siguiente dirección, www.ckut.ca.
Y usted puede acceder también a nuestro programa en cualquier otro horario, simplemente yendo al archivo de CKUT en el sitio web ya indicado y presionando Latin Time.
De cada amor que tuve, tengo heridas que no cierran y sangran todavía. Horror de haber querido ciegamente, matando inútilmente la dicha de mis días. Tarde me di cuenta que al final se vive igual fingiendo. Tarde comprobé que mi ilusión se destrozó queriendo, pobre amor que está sufriendo la amargura más tenaz. Y ahora que no es hora para nada, tu boca enamorada me incita una vez más. Y aunque quiera quererte, ya no puedo, porque dentro del alma tengo miedo. Tengo miedo que se vuelva a repetir la comedia que me ha hundido en el vivir. Todo te lo di, todo lo perdí. Siempre puse la alma entera, de cualquier manera, soportando afrentas, y al final de cuentas me quedé sin fe. voy en mi rodal, sin esperar y sin buscar amores. Ya murió el amor porque el dolor le destrozó su flor, y aunque hoy llores y me implore, la ilusión me ha de volver. ¿No ves que ya la pobre está cansada, deshecha y maltratada de tanto padecer? Y aunque quiera quererte, ya no puedo, porque dentro del alma tengo miedo. Tengo miedo que se vuelva a repetir la comedia que me ha hundido en el vivir. Todo te lo di, todo lo perdí, siempre puse la alma entera, de cualquier manera, soportando afrentas y al final de cuentas me quedé sin fe.
Desperté y todo estaba bien. El hilo rojo nos va a sostener, aunque el mundo se ponga al revés. Volé, volé, volé. Me asomé y el tiempo se esfumó. El reflejo no nos afectó. Se equilibró en nuestro interior y el sol brilló, brilló, brilló.
pensar que el destino logró separarnos. Guardo tan bellos recuerdos que no olvidaré. Sueños que juntas forjaron tu alma y la mía, en las horas de dicha infinita que añoro en mi canto y no han de volver. Hoy que en mi vida tan solo quedó tu recuerdo, siento en mis labios tus besos dulce y vapor. Tu cabellera seduce, acaricio en mis sueños y me estrellan tus brazos amantes al arrullo suave de tu cunú. Mi corazón en tinieblas te busca con ansia. Rezo tu nombre pidiendo que vuelvas a mí. Hoy que sin ti ya ni el sol iluminan mis días, y al llegar la aurora me encuentra llorando mis noches sin ti. Tu cabellera seduce, acaricio en mi sueño, me estrellan tus brazos amantes al arrullo suave de tu curú. Mi corazón en tinieblas te busca con ansia. Rezo tu nombre pidiendo que vuelvas a mí. Hoy que sin ti ya ni el sol iluminan mis días, y al llegar la aurora me encuentra llorando mis noches sin ti.
Y esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes,
our team today,
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces,
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics,
y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical,
and Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
Siempre así, en mis fantasías yo viví. Soñador en noches sin dormir, siempre así me pregunto dónde estás, y cuando veré la claridad, oh, oh, un día feliz quizá te encuentre. Será, oh, 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 juro aquí, si la vivo entera, he de hacer el sueño realidad.
estás. Ahora necesito amor y saber tu nombre y algo más. ¿Dónde estás? Trata de encontrarme ya.
This is Christopher Lobdell of Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Listen to the International Radio Report every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the International Radio Report for January the 17th, 2021. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's our weekly half-hour show of news and information from the world of radio. My name's Sheldon, here with Gilles as usual, waiting as we record for a snowstorm this weekend, and glad we don't have to go tromping into CKUT offices and studios.
Absolutely, and there's the fact that it's so much fun. I don't know why every time I find it fun to listen to the radio when there's a snowstorm outside.
Oh yeah, it's great to tune around, see what's going on, check the scanner as well. I know we have a few regular listeners who do that anytime something happens in the town, you know, put the public works on or whatever, see what's going on. Anyways, we thank you all for joining us, and we are here. You can reach us by email. radioreport@yahoo.com is our email address. And I'd like to thank everyone who has taken up the challenge and sent us a little note to tell us that they are listening to the show and where they're listening. Some people that have been with us since way, way, way back, and others who have only been with us for a short period of time. If you are listening to us and you've not responded to that request, please consider dropping us just a short note, say where you are, whether you listen live, whether you listen online, archived, what have you. We'd love to hear from you. We thank everybody that has taken the time to do that already. Again, the email address is radioreport@yahoo.com. And thank you for all the great comments, too, about the show. Really appreciate that. You can get us live streaming or archived at ckut.ca. We also have our Facebook group with two new members this week, Jace and Armando, joining us. You can look for us on Facebook. International Radio Report is the name of the Facebook group. So we shall get things rolling. Lots of information this week, a couple different notices of events that are taking place in the radio world out there. The first is the 34th annual North American Shortwave Association Winter SWL Festival. If you're a regular listener to this show over the years, you know we talk about this every year. Unfortunately, this year there will not be a physical event in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, but we have received the official notice of the virtual event on Zoom that will be taking place. So it will be a two-day, partial day affair scheduled for February 26th and 27th. That's a Friday and Saturday. And of course, we just squeezed it in last year under the deadline, like just like a week or two after it wrapped up, COVID hit. This year they've had to make this this change. The ability to hold an in-person Winter SWL Festival is just not practical for this year. As a result, a decision has been made to hold the annual gathering using modern technology, the Zoom platform. And I think this is going to bring in a lot more people. The program is under development. The organizers hope to have some of the regular forum sessions as well as a few surprises. Further information will be provided as the schedule develops over the next few weeks. They ask you to check the NASWA, NASWA IO group. If you're a member of NASWA, there is an SWL Fest event specific email reflector, and there is the webpage, swlfest.com. All of those will give you all the information about the event. They are going to be charging a modest fee of $5 per person to cover the cost of utilizing the Zoom platform. They need everyone to register by the 15th of February. So that's going to be coming up within a month. So if you want to participate, get to the website, swlfest.com, and register yourself. They are only accepting PayPal as payments for this event. So all the details will be on the website for you. So remember the deadline, February the 15th, to register. As they say, they're looking forward to seeing all of us at the 34th annual event. Again, the 26th and 27th of February is the date. The two things to remember: to register by the 15th of February, and the second is to follow the updates that become available on the reflector, the website, and also through, if you're a NASWA member, through their IO group. So we thank John Filiosi and Richard Cuff, the as we call them, the Festmeisters, who are the organizers of Winterfest. We look forward to I got my registration in already, and I know a lot of other people have, so we'll hopefully see a lot of you at that event at the end of February.
Yeah, I'll be doing that today. And it's a great way for anybody that never went there or is unable to go there to have kind of a look at what it's like, even though if it's virtual. And maybe it's going to give the push for some of us to go there who have never been.
Well, we're all hoping for that. This will be number 34. So next year, if things get back to normal, the 35th anniversary will be a special one. And it would be great to be able to get back together with everybody again. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yep. So we have some news from the Voice of America, disturbing news, we could say, where a journalist got punished for trying to interview Mike Pompeo. This is via the Inspired Traveler. The head of American diplomacy was invited on Monday to deliver a speech at the radio headquarters in Washington against the backdrop of accusations of the takeover of the Voice of America by the government of Donald Trump. Michael Pack, the CEO appointed by Donald Trump, tried in October to reverse the rule that prevents him from intervening in editorial content. On the spot, Mike Pompeo on Monday urged radio journalists to stop denigrating the United States and promoting American exceptionalism. He admitted that several of them had not wanted him to come to speak, denouncing a dangerous instinct of censorship, while a letter from whistleblowers had internally criticized an attempt to disseminate political propaganda in the final days of the Trump administration. At the end of his speech, the Secretary of State had a very pleasant exchange without any politically sensitive questions with the director of the radio. On the other hand, the journalists of the antenna did not have the right to question him. VOA White House correspondent Patsy Wodekostra then followed Mike Pompeo as he left and tried to ask him questions, especially about the image of the United States in the world after the assault last week by supporters of Donald Trump against the Capitol. She herself posted a video of her failed attempt on Twitter. In the process, the journalist was reassigned to another post by her management. The punishment targeting Patsy for doing her job, that is to say, asking questions, is an affront to the ideals evoked by Secretary of State Pompeo himself in his speech, protested in a communiqué the Association of Correspondents at the White House. A VOA spokesperson declined to comment on internal personal issues. In a joint statement, the leaders of the Committee on Foreign Affairs of the House of Representatives, Democrat Gregory Meeks and Republican Michael McCaul, also said to have questioned the radio on this disturbing information without obtaining a response. Such an intervention would be a violation of the wall of China established by Congress between the heads of holding companies that control the international public media of the United States and their journalists, estimated the two elected officials. Without a legitimate reason for this decision, we think she should get her job back, they added to the journalists. This is the United States of America. We don't punish our journalists for looking for answers to their questions. A free and fair press is at the heart of our Constitution and of our democracy, they warned. You know, this, without, you know, even putting any side to any political side of whatever you think or whatever is your own beliefs, just the fact that a journalist can be, you know, removed of her functions because she just asked questions is disturbing.
Yeah. You know, with all the tensions that are going on in the U.S. right now, anyways, you know, this just adds to it all. And, you know, this Voice of America, I mean, it's been established for so long. It's had a mandate, and it seems that, you know, the mandate was getting twisted and turned around and things were being changed. And nobody, you know, I'm sure people working in VOA were very confused by everything going on. And here's a journalist simply asking some tough questions. And, you know, if you don't want to answer the questions, you just don't answer the questions. But yep. To get reprimanded because of asking certain questions is very disturbing. So anyways, we hope we'll see. We'll see how things are going to change. You know, we're only a few days away from the administration changing.
Yep.
As we may have said, I think, on a couple shows back, VOA might be quite far down the list of priorities
for
the new administration. But you never know. We'll see how they react to things like this. Also coming out of the Washington Post, revolving around radio, talk radio owners orders conservative hosts to temper election fraud rhetoric. And this is by Paul Farhi for the Washington Post. And we thank Steve Camp of Sacramento, California, for sending this one along. After months of stoking anger about alleged election fraud, one of the America's largest talk radio companies has decided on an abrupt change of direction. Cumulus Media, which employs some of the most popular right-leaning talk show hosts in the U.S., has told its on-air personalities to stop suggesting that the election was stolen from President Trump or else face termination. A Cumulus executive issued the directive on Wednesday, January the 6th, just as Congress met to certify Joe Biden's election victory and an angry mob of Trump supporters marched on the Capitol, overwhelmed police and briefly occupied the building, terrorizing lawmakers and leading to the deaths of five people. We need to help induce national calm now, Brian Phillips, executive vice president of content for Cumulus, wrote in an internal memo, which was first reported by Inside Music Media. Cumulus and its program syndication arm, Westwood One, will not tolerate any suggestions that the election has not ended. The election has been resolved and there are no alternate acceptable paths. The memo adds, if you transgress this policy, you can expect to separate from the company immediately. The new policy is a stunning corporate clampdown on the kind of provocative and even inflammatory talk that has long driven the business model for Cumulus and other talk show broadcasters. Since the election, Cumulus has remained silent while most of its popular hosts, which include Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, Dan Bogino, have amplified Trump's lies that the vote was rigged or in some way fraudulent. On his syndicated radio program on Thursday, a day after Cumulus sent its memo and Trump supporters breached the Capitol, Levin didn't seem to be backing off. "It appears nothing has changed in 24 hours," he said on the air. "Not a damn thing. The never Trumpers, the rhinos, the media, same damn thing." He went on to add, "I'm not stirring up a damn thing. Everything I say is based on principle and mission. Everything is based on liberty, family, faith, the Constitution. My enemies and my critics can't say the same." Atlanta-based Cumulus owns 416 radio stations in 84 regions across the U.S. Many of its stations broadcast a talk format, a medium that has been dominated by a conservative point of view for decades. In addition to its national personalities, it also employs local talk show hosts in many of its markets.
I've been monitoring the AM band a lot and since the election. And when you hear all the American stations coming in here in Canada, I mean, I think election fraud was on every talk show that I could hear on the frequencies and the AM band, to a point where, you know, whatever your beliefs in something, I find that it's extreme, and that maybe, you know, there needs to be maybe a little more of a level thing where there's everybody's viewpoint. But obvious that I understand the company for saying this and for asking hosts to relax, because it's really dominant on the radio.
Yeah, and it's been going on a long time. And, you know, there are liberal talk show hosts as well on other channels. And they, of course, have been leaning, you know, heavily one direction, you know, the exact opposite of what the Trump supporter stations have been doing. But, you know, like you said, you'd like to see some sort of middle ground out there now to sort of a balance.
Absolutely.
But it's very hard to find, extremely hard to find. So we'll see what happens, you know, in the coming months. What do these stations start to do? There are other companies, of course, out there, you know, that have a lot of talk radio stations. Will they follow the lead of Cumulus? Will they just, you know, turn people loose to do their own thing? Hard to say at this point. So we'll keep an ear out for it.
We're going far away.
This story takes us like to another planet, far, far away.
Yes, you know, we often go far away on the sun, but this is even further away than the sun right now. So there's a space discovery, FM radio signal coming from a moon of Jupiter. This is by Nexstar Media Wire and Tracy Smith, KTVX. The Juno spacecraft orbiting Jupiter has discovered an FM radio signal coming from the moon Ganymede. The find is a first-time detection from the moon. "It's not ET," says Patrick Wiggins, one of NASA's ambassadors to Utah. "It's more of a natural function." Juno was traveling across the polar regions of Jupiter where magnetic field lines connect to Ganymede. When it crossed the radio source, scientifically, it is called a decametric radio emission. Here on Earth, it's known as Wi-Fi, and we use it every day. According to the Britannica.com, Jupiter's radio emissions were discovered in 1955, and over the last 66 years, more and more discoveries have been made about how the signal works. A member of the South Lake Astronomical Society once built an amateur radio telescope that could detect the electromagnetic radiation from Jupiter, Wiggins said. Juno's mission is to study how the planet Jupiter formed and how it evolved. Jupiter will observe Jupiter's gravity and magnetic fields, atmospheric dynamics, and composition and evolutions, according to NASA. What caused the radio emissions from Jupiter's moon? Electrons, not aliens, caused the signal. The electrons oscillate at a lower rate than they spin, causing the electrons to amplify radio waves very rapidly. The process is called cyclotron maser instability. The electrons that generate the radio signal can also cause auroras in the far ultraviolet spectrum, a phenomenon also observed by the camera on Juno. The spacecraft saw the moon's radio emission for only 5 seconds, as it was flying by at 50 kilometers per second. That's equivalent to 111,847 miles per hour. And you thought your sports car was fast?
Yeah. I don't know. I heard a rumor that they heard Ariana Grande being played. But, but at least they only got to hear, you know, 5 seconds of it. So.
There's a phenomenon on Jupiter also that even shortwave listeners with very modest equipment can actually monitor, and they're a range of 21, 22 megahertz. There's some Jupiter radio emissions that are often heard here on Earth. And you, like I said, you don't need, you know, just a long wire might be enough sometimes. We might even have heard it in the past if you've been listening to shortwave for a long time, because it, you know, sounds like crackles, pops. Sometimes it's like ocean waves, kind of a sound. And they are often monitored here on Earth.
Sounds like one of those New Age music stations.
Yes.
There's water swishing in the background and keeps you calm and relaxed. So you can listen to Jupiter for free.
Yeah.
And, you know, not have to go through any of those services.
All Jupiter, it's, all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pretty neat, though, that, you know, that they actually compare it to Wi-Fi, though. That's quite neat.
Yep.
Okay, we leave Jupiter and we head back to Earth and we land in Bangladesh. And it's a Daily Star article from Bangladesh called Where Radio Still is a Culture. Radio has played an active role during the Liberation War. Bangladesh Betar was the only means at that time to transmit a message. But nowadays, a few people are seen listening to radio in the arena of technology. Most of those who still listen to the radio are pre-independence generations. Many people still have to keep radio as traditional culture. They have formed a radio listeners club named the Malabari Radio Listeners Club in their village of Malabari in Panchagram Union in the Sadar Upazila. The club has 50 members in it. The club was formed by the elders in the village. Each of the club members has a radio at home. When they get time, they come to the club with radios to hang out. Panir Udin, 75, the president of the club, said he set up his first the first radio listeners club in the village after independence. Its activities remained halted for some years. Again, in 2008, he formed the radio listeners club and registered it with the Rangpur radio station, adding that their club is doing well at present. He also added that the members of the Malabari Radio Listeners Club feel comfortable listening to agricultural and health-related programs. They also love to listen to Rangpur's region-interesting folk songs. The culture is intertwined with radio. Mantosh Chandra Roy, 66, general secretary of the club, said there is no radio listeners club anywhere in the region. It is only in their village. Each of the members of the club has their own radio at home. Usually, radio is not available in the market, and there is no radio makers like before. So we have to face trouble while buying new radios, or we have to repair the old ones. All the members of our radio listeners club are over 60 years old. They have a freedom fighter, Makbul Hossein, 69, who's a member of the club. He said radio played an important role in the country's great liberation war. It was the preferred means of communication for our forces at that period. Asma Begum, 63, a member of the club, said women are also members of the club. They come here and listen to the radio. Women also listen to the agricultural programs to help their families. So kind of a neat little grouping of club of people coming together and listening to the radio. Nice, you know, to get people together like that.
Yep.
Maybe they can't do that right now, but good to see that they're using radios to do that.
Yeah, and see how radio is important in multiple aspects of life. We have the sun that also has a very quiet moment now with our activity. For more than 12 days now, the sun has been very quiet with no sunspots. And it looks like solar minimum is back, but don't worry. We'll surely have some more spots and more activity coming up this year. That also means that the solar flux went down to 73. The K index stayed rather quiet. We did have a little bit of a geomagnetic unrest a couple of days, but quieted down now. And it's back to quiet conditions and pretty good band conditions with what I've been listening in the past few days. There is a solar wind that's coming from a southern coronal hole on the sun, and the stream of solar wind will be approaching either today on January 17th or tomorrow, January 18th. And the wind speeds should top up to 500 kilometers per second. So that means that it could actually spark Arctic auroras and, who knows, maybe minor geomagnetic storming. But overall, conditions are quiet and, well, turn on that radio and listen.
Hi, this is Alan Liddell of WDEL Radio, Wilmington, Delaware, USA. If it's happening in the world of radio, every week at 10:30 a.m. on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca.
And now we have a little bit of observations of two radios. I was talking about the good and the bad radios at the beginning of the year in the show. And two radios that I thought that we had to look at that were coming are now out officially. The first one, the Saint-Jean ATS 909 X2, is officially out. It's a radio that's a little expensive. Depending on where you buy it, it can be anywhere from about $350 to $450, which is expensive for a portable today. The first few posts and the first few videos that I've seen is that it's a mixed bag. Some people are happy, some people are unhappy with certain aspects. It seems that sensitivity is not equal across all the frequency range. And there are a few of the bugs from those that have the older versions like the 909X and the original 909, like the original kind of deafness that you see when using the telescopic antenna, might not have been fixed. So, you know, for a radio that is that expensive, maybe wait a little bit because there will be possibly some upgrades and fixes by the company. The second radio I want to talk about, and that one is the surprise of the year, I think it's probably going to be this year in my list of one of the best portables. The Texan PL330, a very small ultralight with single sideband, is an amazing little portable. It is officially out this week and is $59.99, which is very inexpensive. It covers shortwave, medium wave, long wave. The first reports is that the firmware version is at 3305. So the upgraded, mine is the Chinese version, has bugs. The bugs are fixed. So the weird reverse tuning is fixed. And that means that it's actually becoming probably one of my favorites now, because this radio has a lot of going for it, a lot of features, very, very precise tuning to the tenth of an hertz and calibration of the frequency, and has a lot of features to offer. I think if you have one radio to buy in the range of $60, $70, this will probably, after more tests, but even from the one that I have here, very impressive little radio for the price, and I think it's going to be a winner this year for sure for shortwave receivers.
Okay, that's the Texan PL330, and their radios are available through a number of different sources online.
Yep.
So you can just check out the model number, and you'll see a bunch of different outlets where you can acquire these radios. And sideband on it. Have you checked? How is the stability on sideband?
Perfect. It's perfect. Not just very stable, it's actually very precise. You can tune really to the tenth of hertz on any signal in single sideband, and you have that precision in the display also. And the radio can be calibrated. So if it's a little off, there's a feature where you calibrate the frequency with WWV, for example, and it's really on dot, very precise.
Sounds like a winner.
Yep.
Okay, we will wrap up today with a couple quick notes from the world of ham radio, as we usually do at the end of the show. The first one is, unfortunately, the second year in a row, cancellation of the Dayton Hamvention, the largest gathering of ham radio enthusiasts in North America. Unfortunately, several setbacks in the recovery from COVID pandemic make it necessary for the difficult decision to cancel Hamvention 2021. This is, as I said, a huge event. People are still holding on to tickets from 2021, which didn't happen. They're now going to honor those tickets into 2022. Hopefully, things will clear up by then. You can go to, if you do want a refund, though, if you had purchased tickets, you can get a refund from tickets at hamvention.org. And stay tuned for further information, though, about a CUSO party for the 2021 Hamvention weekend.
Cool.
So that comes up in, did they put the date here? The actual date is not listed here.
It's not listed, yeah.
No, it's in May usually every year. So you can look on the website for hamvention.org and get all the final details about that. But they will have something going on ham radio at least. But doesn't look like any plans for anything virtual like Winterfest is doing. And finally, for ham radio contest, we only have one to mention to you this week. It is a 24-hour contest that is with an emphasis on speed. British Amateur Radio Teledata Group, RTTY Sprint. It's a 24-hour contest, 80 through 10 meters, 1200 Zulu January 23rd to 1200 Zulu January the 24th.
Cool. And we're all out of time already.
Well, you know, that's the way it is. Time flies. Yes. We thank you for tuning in. Again, if you have a chance, if you haven't done so already, drop us an email, radioreport@yahoo.com. Let us know you're listening. Let us know where you are. Let us know how you're listening, whether it's live streaming, or on the archives. We'd appreciate that. And any comments you have about the show, radioreport@yahoo.com. That does it. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you again next Sunday. Next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
All right. Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Oh,